Bueno.
Is this live?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live!
Yeah, okay. You got your mind. What are you doing?
Thank you, dummies.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of AMP Radio, brought to you as ever by the AMP Radio Network. I am coming to you live and direct from the mean streets of Brantford, Ontario. My name is Proteus. We are here to do as we do every Thursday. Today is Wednesday, Matt. It'll be released on Thursday, audience. Every Thursday to give you hashtag smack my picks up. This week, we've got a little bit of a different schedule for you, a little bit of a different breakdown, because there are not one, but two Bellator cards this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. And also, a very, very early in the morning UFC card. So as I mentioned, a little bit of a different perspective on this week's show. We will not be doing any spotlight fights of the night. Of course, we're going to do everybody's second favorite segment of the show, AMP Radio Rewind, and we'll discuss everything that happened, the news and notes from last week. And there are many, but we may not get to all of them, ladies and gentlemen. As I mentioned, my name is Proteus. Let's go ahead and bring in the stars of the show, my co-hosts. Deep from the heart of North Carolina, but not the correct shade of blue, North Carolina. It's Pam from North Carolina, bitches.
Hey.
What's up?
What's up? What's pasando? I'm here. Hey, I'm giving you guys the heads up. I've been drinking wine, so if I fall out, that's why.
What's up?
What's up?
All right, so we have a lubricated Pamela coming at us live and direct from North Carolina. It's just how I like it.
Hey, that's what she said.
Great work, Pam. Great work. Good recovery on that one. All right, so let's go ahead and get into this, Pam. I saw that you created a new patio for your cat.
Do you like that? It's called a catio.
Catio, exactly. Mm-hmm. You're hoping that's going to stick. I've been seeing you smear that on the social medias. It looks great, though, for the cat.
Yeah, it's really cool because my cats are not spoiled at all.
No, I didn't think so. I never would have said that.
It's really cool because it's basically, as somebody said, a chicken coop for my cats, basically. But it's pretty cool.
Definitely is. And, of course, all the orders for the Nate Diaz and three pieces and the soda candles have gone out. I've been seeing that on the Internet. Congratulations to you. Let's move along
Thanks.
To the big boss man. You're more than welcome. Let's move along to the big boss man himself. Deep from the mean street of Danville, California. It's Tony time, bitches.
Hey, DJ! DJ!
Guys, Danville has been fun. Who knows how long I'm going to be here, but it has been fun. But as the great Pam once said, hi.
Hey. You got to throw y'all in there.
Absolutely.
Hey, y'all.
Now, DJ Tony, I did see that you dropped all of your picks for the UFC Fight Night 162 card nice and early on the social medias. So we already know your picks, so you can just take the night off.
No, he can't.
But you don't know my Bellator picks. That's the good part.
Yeah, again, just joking around with you guys. There's got to be surprises yet to come. Of course, as we mentioned, the Bellator card's coming up. Marco, let's go ahead and throw to Marco, because you know what? There was a big tornado down in that state.
Did we lose?
Probably. No, I'm here. Why did you lose me? Am I here? Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, as long as you can hear me now.
I tell you what, Tony, just make sure it's probably Blog Talk that's having a problem. So let's just try and get this audio down. If something comes up, I will definitely call back. My apologies. But let's go ahead and throw to deep from the heart of Texas. Of course, as I was mentioning at the top, a serious tornado went through that state. Of course, not really, really close to Marco, but, our thoughts and prayers go out to those people. Let's go ahead and bring him in. Deep from the heart of Texas. I haven't done that in a while. It's Marco from Waco, brother.
Marco from Waco, brother. Yeah, that tornado was 20 miles north of Dallas Stadium while they were playing a football game, dude. But what is new in Texas? Another tornado hit down, man. That shit is like changing our freaking underwear in Texas, dude. We get tornadoes all the time. A year ago, almost to the day, we got a tornado that hit here in Waco while the freaking rodeo was going on. It's part of the course. That's where I got a tornado shelter on my garage. That's what you need to have here in Texas. That's not a joke.
Well, I take my thoughtful sentiments back then, Marco, since you guys in Texas are just that tough.
That's right, dude. That's what we do here. You
don't need it.
With Texas.
We have parties.
Absolutely,
let's
you have some parties. As Marco said, let's throw right to the main event in UFC Fight Night 162. DJ Tony, cue that music.
Go loud.
Let's start again. Ready? 3, 2, 1. To the welterweight division we go. Damian Maia versus Ben Askren, coming at us live and direct October 26, 2019 at the Singapore Indoor Stadium in Klang, Singapore. Also, as I mentioned, this one going down a little bit early in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. As Lord Dana said, these particular fight pass cards are not for us. This one goes down to start, and the main card starts at 8 a.m. in the morning in the not one true time zone. Shout out to our boys from the Co-Main Event podcast. Of course, F them because they didn't have a show this week. I'm just joking. 8 a.m. in the Eastern time zone. As I mentioned, number 10, Damian Maia against One Piece and a Soda, Ben Askren. I'll go ahead and give you guys the odds, and then I'm going to throw it to Marco, and then Pam will obviously give us the big breakdown on everybody's ins and outs and their record. So let me just bring up the fresh odds right now, Marco, and then I'll throw to you. Ben Askren coming at us at a minus 190. Damian Maia coming back at us, Marco, at a plus 165. What you got in the main event of UFC Fight Night 162, brother?
Well, this fight is going to be in the future because it's happening in Singapore.
Exactly.
Right, in the middle of one championship territory, so suck it one. and it's smart to have Ben Askren there because they know him out there in the area. You know, he fought for one.
That's right.
So long. If Ben Askren loses this fight, he might as well just stay in Singapore and, you know, like start knocking at Misha Tate's door and say,
ouch,
can I stay here? Can I stay here? Because the UFC is not going to take me back and I'm going to fight for one again. But Ben Askren should win this fight. I mean, this is going to be a grappler fuck fest because Damian Maia, you know, jiu-jitsu versus wrestling. And historically speaking, jiu-jitsu. When you face a straight wrestler against a jiu-jitsu guy, the straight wrestler wins the freaking MMA match. He just plays that's how history plays out. Now, this is going to be fun for guys that love freaking grappling. For guys that are not really into grappling, it's going to be a snooze fest. It is a five rounder, man. I'm relying on Ben Askren's, gas tank, his familiarity with the surroundings. He's not going to be choked by the jet lag. He fought in the area before. He's a little bit younger 6 years younger than Damian Maia. A little bit more athletic. It's a battle of the dad butts. I think that, you know, even though I think Damian Maia is a little bit better on the feet than Ben Askren is, because, you know, there was open a time that Damian Maia would dare strike with you. This is going to be all played out on the ground. And I think that all those little tricks that Damian Maia like to do to get the fight to the ground with other players, they're not really going to work Ben Askren. Ben Askren is really good at when he gets you to the ground and he's on top, he'll stay on top and just ride you there like a pony. So I'm going to pick up Ben Askren.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be a finish on this one because, like I said, historically speaking, Ben Askren also is a decisionator. He got some finishes here and there. You got to recognize that. But Damian Maia is tough to finish, man. I mean, he took a big beating from Kobe Covington. He took a beating from Kamaru Usman. He doesn't take a beating, put it that way. So I'm going to pick Ben Askren on the points, 48-47. You know, I'm going to give 2 rounds to Damian. I think he'll be able to get them back a couple of times and do his thing. But at the end of the day, Damian Maia does gas out a lot. And I don't see Ben Askren there, so 48-47 for Ben Askren. And we'll say him the fact that he's not going to have to knock out Misha Tate's door, and he's going to be able to come back to the United States and not have to find one again.
Well, Marco, he is actually going to have to cut weight for this fight, so you never know. And, of course, if he does lose this fight, the UFC might just trade him back to one, right, since he came over here in a trade.
Give us Dimitri Johnson back. We want it back, man. Now, now that
since DJ won that title.
We need to see that trilogy.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, DJ just showing his dominance in ONE FC, winning that title again over there. So, I would appreciate that trade back as well. All right, Pammy, you heard what Marco had to say, and you heard that, yeah, this might be a boring fight. This may, you know, end up mostly on the ground. Marco's saying that he gives Damian Maia 2 rounds. What are your thoughts here, Pammy? Do you think it goes to the ground? Do you think it stays on the ground all five? What you got?
All right. Ben Askren.
Make sure you give us those records and everything, too, because I didn't give them.
Okay. Now, it's so funny because two different sites, one has him listed at 5'11", one has him listed at 5'9". One has him listed with a 72-inch reach, and one has him with a 73. So, we'll just call it 5'10". He's 5'10". Damian Maia is 6'1", 41. Both of them, same reach. What we tend to forget, I think, with Ben Askren is 5 of his last 10 wins have been by KO or TKO. What you also have to recall is that he does have a loss to Masvidal, his 3-piece in Minnesota, versus Damian Maia, who actually beat Masvidal with the decision win. Maia, he has, he does have one KO loss, but that was in 2009. He, 3 KOs, 13 subs, 11 decisions. He's a fourth-degree black belt in jiu-jitsu. He is 7 of 10 in his last fights, losses to Usman, Colby, and Woodley, all by decision. So this guy cannot be knocked out, you know, unless it's 10 years ago. You know, I think as quote-unquote boring as people say this fight is going to be, I think there are not going to be any strikes. Not thrown, but landed. Strikes will not be landed here. And I am picking Damian Maia, taking it to the ground. I'm picking him a third round submission. I think the time change and the weather is going to be a factor. Ben Askren, I believe, does have to cut weight for this. So I just think there's a lot of little, like, funky factors in this. I'm picking Maia by a third round submission for me, please.
Well done using the a nickname for Ben Askren.
You like that?
yeah, even though you're not picking him. I did enjoy that. So,
Ben,
DJ
Ben
Tony.
Ben Askren?
Funky.
Ben Askren? Ask Kobe Covington.
Askren, yeah.
Askren? All right, I got
nice.
You.
Hey, by the way,
gotcha.
Did you really ask Bundy if I was going to the ground? It's like, that's bear shit in the forest, man. Of course this fire's going to the ground. Come on, dude.
Well, yeah, hey, I got to be the host of the show and ask the stupid question, Marco. Come on, not everybody's a pro like you. Not everybody's a fucking shit-eating wild man. Come on. All right, so let's go ahead and throw to the boss man himself. You heard the two back-and-forth comments there between Marco and Pam. We do expect this one to go to the ground, I would assume, DJ Tony, unless Damian Maia pulls out that boxing game that Ben Askren's never seen before. And, of course, we know that he's seen a good boxing game in his previous fights in the UFC. Let's throw to you, brother. Do you got the Jansen Sport getting this one done again, or do you got Funky Ben Askren getting it done?
Here's the thing, you guys. And why do I always say here's the thing? I need to seriously stop having that verbal tick. But I was listening to Marco, and it is my thing. I was listening to Marco, and then I went one way. Then I was listening to Pam. Then I went the other way. So I'm a little confused here, guys.
Oh, come to the dark side. We have cookies. We have cookies.
On the fence there, Tony. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. He's famously on the
fence,
Marco.
Wait a second. No. Wait a second. I have real reasons, and let me tell you why. So obviously I'd already done all my picks. They're online. Everyone can see them. Here's the thing, though. Marco's right about one thing. Ask Cream. He has to win, you guys. I forgot about the Masvidal fight. Not joking. And I was just looking at his record. And, yeah, he had a couple finishes, literally TKO finishes in Bellator. But that's really – that's not what he does. And then Pam says Damian Maia does not get knocked out. So if we start looking at – Askren's, I said it right, Marco, Askren's record, all of a sudden you start looking, who the heck has he fought, you guys, except for a young Andre Koroshkov? Who has he really fought? So I'm looking
Don't
at that.
Lima.
Here we go. Go ahead, Marco. Go ahead. Douglas Freakin' Lima. Is that it?
He did fight Robbie Lawler. It might have happened.
And Marco's right? He fought a very, very young, 7 years ago, Douglas Lima. Then he fought a very, very seasoned Robbie Lawler, right? I mean, it's not the same Robbie Lawler, and it's certainly not the same Douglas Lima, guys. And then I'm looking at who has Damian Maia fought? A young Rocco Martin. Lyman Good, okay, whatever. Lost to Kuzmin, lost to Covington, lost to Woodley. Man, that's murderer's row right there, guys. So, unfortunately, I'm sticking with my pick only because of Pam.
Go for it.
I'm sticking Damian Maia, five-round decision. I just don't think that Askren can pull out the cream and wipe out
the cremita. The cremita.
We didn't even let him finish his joke. Please, let him finish his joke.
No, Pam got it. The fun.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Crema in Spanish means cream.
No, I got it. I
cremita
understand.
Means like little cream, you know? But cremita sounds more like, I don't know.
Blame it on the wine.
More embarrassing? Pammy is definitely on the wine.
Cremita sounds naughtier, so... Ben Cremita is what we're going to call him.
# Spanish word of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, mark it down. We haven't had one of those in a long time either. All right.
Right.
So let's go ahead and throw to Proteus. That's right. Let's go ahead and throw to Proteus here, not to break the tie. I'm going to go ahead and risk my money on the Jansen Sport backpack. I think that this is going to be one of those fights that I'd like to see on the ground. You know, two very highly skilled guys. You know Ben Askren's going to shoot for that takedown, Marco, like he did against One Piece in a soda, and got fucking knocked out. He's over there in Singapore, like you said, his hometown, adopted hometown. He likes it over there. He said he likes it over there. However, he's not fighting for one championship in this particular fight. He's going to have to cut weight, and he's suck it one. Can we get that isolated? That's awesome.
Damien, you look at
Ben Askren's physique, and you know it's not great. And you look at Damien Maia looking svelte at 40. What did you guys say? 41 years old. I mean, I'm going to take Damien Maia.
His nipples are. He's got really huge nipples.
Thank you very much for pointing it out. Let's go ahead and everyone take a look at how huge his nipples are. Thanks, Pam.
Come on, though.
Is it his nipples or his areola? They are the big ones.
I guess the areola. They look like salami. Pepperoni.
Thank you very much.
Alternative facts.
Hey,
indeed, alternative
real
facts.
Quick.
Yeah, no, I haven't given my pick yet. Can you wait?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to take Damien Maia. I'm going to take him by...
Pepperoni.
Second round decision. I think he catches Ben Askren, even though Ben Askren is a very talented wrestler. Pammy, what are your drunken ramblings?
Oh, I just had a quick question. I was thinking about how many more fights does he have on his contract? Does anyone know? Either of them?
I think Damien Maia is just about done with his contract. Okay. Unless Marco re-upped recently. Marco?
Mm. Again, no news on that. I don't really know what their contracts look like. Neither Ben Askren, Damien.
Yeah, there's not really any news about how many fights he's got left on his contract, but I have to assume, since he's been, you know, kind of alluding to the fact that he might be done soon, that it's coming up.
Okay. Well, check out his stuff Saturday morning.
He's been alluding to it for a little while, kind of just, you know, I mean, he's getting up there, right, guys? I mean, his athletic prime in say, let's go in this division is kind of, I mean, 170 is a very competitive division. I don't know how long Damien Maia can stay there, but I do pick him against Ben Askren. Okay? Again, he may be the more talented wrestler, Marco, but I just can't bring myself to pick him. I just don't like him very much. So that's just – maybe that's why bias showing through. Just quickly, I wanted to point out that Randa Markos, again, you know, she just fought in July. She's back on this card again in the co-main event. You've got Michael Johnson versus Stevie Ray, which should be an interesting fight, but we're not going to get into that. Of course, friend of the show, Benil Dariush, also on this card. But, guys, I digress. Let's go ahead and move to one of the two cards that is happening this weekend. Of course, we're going to start with Bellator 231, which goes down the day before UFC Fight Night 162. Actually, probably happens a little bit, just a few hours later. Probably going to actually be going on at the same time. You never know. Co-main event might bleed into the end of Bellator 231, which is coming at us live and direct. As I mentioned, October 25th, 2019, from the Mohican Sun in Uncasville, Connecticut, the granddaddy of them all. And as nobody had requested, we have Mir versus Nelson for who knows how many times this is, Marco. I'm sure you could correct me. Phil Davis also on this card, fighting someone we don't know. Ed Ruth on this card, Beck Rollins on this card. But you know what, guys? We're going to stay with the heavyweight main event and go to Frank Mir versus Roy Nelson. Of course, Frank Mir, 18-13-0 against Roy Nelson, 23-17-0. Marco, let's throw to you. I mean, I don't think there's much to say about this. No one requested this fight. What do you got?
The rematch that everybody was claiming for Bellator. Versus Nelson too.
Yeah, I love it.
Let's not forget that also Jay Hagar is making is fighting this weekend too. This is Friday. I gotta be honest,
now,
man.
Again, right on.
Like card for card, name value for name value. I think the better cards this weekend are the ones that are being put by Bellator, man. And it pains me to say that. I went almost freaking bite my tongue when I said that Bellator had better cards this weekend than the UFC. But it's the reality of it, you know. So Jay Hager is also fighting. But me versus Nelson, man, I mean, these dudes that are way past their primes, I mean, well, I think Nelson actually won a fight because he's been losing a lot lately. And Mir, the last time he beat somebody was our homeboy freaking Todd Duffy, man. And that was a minute and a half ago. The first time they fought, Mir won. And it's because he kept it on range. And, you know, Nelson tends to gas out real quick. For, you know, Mir, he might be a little skinny. He might not be as good as he used to be. But he's a smart fighter. He's always been a very cerebral guy. He's not going to put himself in danger. He knows that Nelson probably got 2 or 3 minutes of being extremely dangerous, and then after that he's just going to pick him apart from the outside, hit that guard, remove the gas tank, and win a 30-27 unanimous decision. Remember, this is Bellator. It's only 3 rounds. It's only 3 rounds. Yeah. Nelson got no business fighting anymore, man. I mean, it's been a little bit embarrassing to see him fight lately. And I used to love Roy Nelson, don't get me wrong, man. He could knock out a freaking buffalo with a right hand, but let's go with a safe pick. The first time Mian won, he got the blueprint to beat Nelson again, so let's pick up Mian by decision.
All right. I got you down there. Let's be honest, Marco. There is no USADA testing in this particular fight, so it might be a little bit different. Frank Mir may not... He might like look like Ubermere in this one. You never know.
Even worse for Roy Nelson, man. You're just making my point.
All right, Pammy. As I mentioned, the rematch that nobody wanted in the heavyweight division. Of course, Pammy, Marco bringing up the curtain jerker on the main event. Jack Hager back in business again against somebody we've never heard of again at 4-2. But let's not get too far away from the main event here. Frank Mir, I don't know if he's looked all that great in Bellator. And Roy Nelson, really not looking that great, as Marco has mentioned, in Bellator either. So who you got here? You got Frank Mir winning the rematch, or you got Roy Nelson forcing a third fight between these two guys? Oh, Pam has... consumed by the wine. Hang on, you're going to have to start again because we didn't hear what you were saying.
Oh, what? Oh, can
start
you hear
again.
Me?
We can now.
I was trying to make
start
sure.
Again from the beginning.
Okay. Oh, I was saying Nelson has lost 7 of his last 10. Mir has lost 8 of his last 10. What people tend to forget about these guys is both of these guys are black belts in jiu-jitsu. Roy
right.
Nelson, black belt in karate. Frank Mir also, let me see, what is he? Black belt also in karate. So kind of an interesting matchup, but what it comes down to, Roy Nelson's last win was a decision win over Javi Ayala, and Frank Mir's last win, his last two wins were TKOs, first round TKOs, over Todd Duffy and Antonio Silva. So I'm going with Frank Mir. I'm taking him with the first round TKO as well.
Oh, no, sorry. You're going with the with Mir first round TKO.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep. Also, real quick, speaking of Antonio Silva, did anybody watch bare knuckle boxing this weekend?
He got knocked the fuck out.
He sure did.
Guaranteed didn't.
About Gonzaga.
Are we done with that now?
Oh, yeah. Did you need one?
Exactly. Thank you very much, DJ Tony. So, DJ Tony, you heard these two picks here. Everybody going with Mir so far. I mean, Roy Nelson kind of looks like a shell of himself in Bellator, of course. These guys probably live, I don't know, a couple of blocks away from each other in Las Vegas. So they've seen each other before, even in training, let alone their particular fight in the UFC. DJ Tony, do you see this one going any differently than Marco says Mir by decision or Pammy says Mir by first round TKO?
So just like Michael Jackson, I used to always look at the man in the mirror.
Sorry, DJ Tony. There you go. There you go.
Yeah,
a little bit closer to the mic. Thanks. Throw your joke out again, though.
Yeah, you know, just like Michael Jackson, I'm always looking for the man in the mirror. No, okay, nothing. All right.
But I'll
give myself.
M-I-R,
yeah.
Not M-I.
Yeah. But
yeah,
I think you guys are forgetting this. You know what? And it's good to look back at UFC pre-100, but that's when we were have to look to see Frank Mir, like, literally winning, guys. Frank Mir, like Pam said, Frank Mir is 2-8 in his last 10. And oh, by the way, he has been knocked out 9 times in his career. 9 times he's been KO'd, including, of course, prior to the no contest. He hasn't fought yet. But prior to that, KO'd by Javi, KO'd by Fedor, KO'd by Mark, no relation to Mike Hunt. And, of course, KO'd by Josh Barnett, KO'd by JDS. Guys, this is not Frank Mir of 10 years ago. I think we're both calling these guys old. The problem is Frank Mir has had some serious, serious – like, if you look at Roy Nelson's, literally his losses, got KO by Sergey, but after that, it's been all decisions. After that, I mean, he's – like Pam said, he's 3-7 in his last 10. But he hasn't been KO'd, guys.
Noguera knocked him out.
I'm sorry?
Noguera
What's
knocked
that?
Him out.
He's saying Noguera knocked
well,
him out.
Hold on. In the last 10 fights, I think you need to look at 5 years ago for that one, Marco, because that was in 2014, and that's way more than 10 fights.
I know.
Right?
I'm sorry.
So,
I just remember who knocked him out. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. And Noguera was also KO'd by Nelson at April 11, 2014. So I get it. Both of these guys could probably be KO'd by Pam right now with her glass of wine. But I'm telling you right now, I think
you stand corrected.
Sorry. And I'll stand corrected again. I'm going with Roy Nelson via TKO in the second, unfortunately.
Okay. Nelson by TKO in the second for Tony.
And by the way, may I just say one thing? Hold on. Sorry, guys. Give me this. Marco, I know that you listen to Morning Combat. Can I just say one thing? There is an imposter out there that's trying to be DJ Tony, and unfortunately his name is not DJ Tony, and he's using all the music references, all the bad puns, all the bad jokes. Hey, I got there first.
There's only one DJ Tony.
That is gimmick infringement.
Gimmick infringement indeed. All right. You know, they say imitation is the best form of flattery. I don't know about that. But let's move right along to Proteus's pick yet again. Is it okay if Proteus gets a pick in this one?
Plagiarism is illegal.
Okay. Look, guys, I think that the best or most exciting fight for me would to see these guys both on the ground working their jiu-jitsu game, but I do not believe that's going to happen. I do believe that Roy Nelson at this time has the better chin than Frank Mir. I was there when Frank Mir broke Nogueira's arm. It was something to be seen. I've mentioned it many times on the show before, but I just don't think that's going to happen. I think that as you mentioned, DJ Tony, the power of Nelson is going to be on display. Of course, Marco, as you said, that's one of the one trick pony of Roy Nelson is that's what he's going to try and throw.
Kung Fu Panda.
And maybe Frank Mir, after all of these years, will decide not to get into a scrap with somebody, but I highly doubt it. I'm going to go ahead and take
Marco
Roy Nelson.
Joke,
I didn't hear it. My apologies.
Kung Fu Panda?
Oh, the Kung Fu Panda, yeah. Roy Nelson, right on. Yeah?
Yep.
I'm going to take the Kung Fu Panda in the first round by KO.
Okay. I don't matter your picks.
All right.
I don't really matter at all because we know, like, friend me, you sneeze on his chin and he'll fall out. So,
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right, guys, we are swiftly running out of time, and we need to give our picks for UFC or for Bellator 232. Don't know how much time we're going to have for the rewind, but if we have time, we will get to it. So let's go ahead and throw DJ Tony to Bellator 232. Bellator 232 will be going down. Bellator 232 will be going down October 26th, 2019, as we mentioned earlier on, with Bellator 231 from the Mohican Sun in Uncasville, Connecticut. Again, the granddaddy of them all. You can watch that live on DAZN or DAZN, whatever one you want to say. So, this one is for the welterweight title. Of course, this is the culmination of the welterweight Grand Prix. Of course, you've got your buddy Paul Daly on this one against Sada Wad, which, man, could be fireworks. Other than that, nobody. All right, so let's go ahead and concentrate on this one. Marco, I'm going to throw directly to you. We have seen this fight before, of course. Roy McDonald and Douglas Lima threw down one excellent fight, and Roy McDonald managed to squeak out a decision, coming back and really imposing his own game against Douglas Lima on the ground. So like we saw in the first one, Marco, a slobber knocker. Do you see this one going the same way? Do you see Rory McDonald and Douglas Lima having one for the ages yet again, brother?
So McDonald and Douglas Lima were doing the press rounds and CSXM on the Luke Thomas show. They talked to Jimmy Smith, by the way. Jimmy is covering for Luke Thomas because Luke is in Colombia, showing his baby girl to his, his in-laws are there in Colombia.
Her home country.
But, he's in vacation. But, I like what I hear from Douglas Lima. You know, he's really, really hungry for this fight. He wants to get it back from Roy McDonald, you know, the Red King. And then we listen to Roy McDonald. That, by the way, one of my favorite fighters ever, you know, the Canadian Psycho, the Red King, you name it. But now he's so freaking annoying because he's a born-again Christian, and he's talking about Jesus this, Jesus that, the Lord this, the Lord that. But I guess the positive part is that he reconciled his, I don't want to help people anymore, to God is telling me I need to help people now. So there is nothing more dangerous in this planet than a born-again Christian that wants to freaking fight for the Lord. With this Canadian Psycho, that is actually a very cerebral fighter. I mean, he's still a talented guy. He's still in his physical prime. He didn't look bad against Neiman Gracie. I mean, he kind of sort of came back to form. And the John Fish fight was whatever, you know. I say he's going to be able to do the same thing that he did on the last fight. I mean, Douglas Lima is a murderer, you know. He vaporized MVP. And on his fight prior, he also got a knockout. He's not going to want to play with Douglas Lima on the feet, I tell you that much, because he didn't like those leg kicks on the last time. I mean, he went to the hospital with his legs looked like freaking meat burgers at the end of the fight, this Ronnie McDonald. But when he took it to the ground, he was able to handle Douglas Lima. And he knows that is his path to victory. So he's going to do a GSP plan against Douglas Lima. He's going to jab, take down, and keep it in the ground. Last time went to the freaking scorecard. This time he's going to go to the scorecards again. I think he's going to try to keep that pace, jab, take down. Douglas Lima is going to give you some bad because Douglas Lima is a bad mofo. But I think that the fighting IQ is in the favor of Rory McDonald. He got the better corner with a Mr. Farah Zahavi. And he's going to be able to eke out another, let's say, split decision. Let me get controversial so people are like, no, maybe you said wrong. No, it's going to be a split decision in favor of Ronnie McDonald, 48-47, 47-48, 48-47. And still, the holder of the freaking Happy Meal trick that is called the Bellator Bell, Ronnie McDonald at 170. So, I'm winner. by the way, of $1 million. $1 million.
There you go.
Yeah, he can definitely take over the world now, right?
Yeah.
As Dr. Evil wanted to do.
Yeah, so running back Donald by split decision.
Yeah, I tried to drop a Austin Powers joke on one of my customers the other day, who obviously is much older than me, and they did not get it due to the unfreezing process.
How can I explain to them
that I don't have an inner monologue? He didn't get it.
Younger people, I will believe you, they don't get it because, you know, this is the 90s, but an older person? Come on, man. What's wrong with them?
Well, he's the next American that is now Canadian, so maybe that explains it. Anyways, I'm moving right along to Pammy. As I said at the top of this fight, Pam, to the intro from Marco, we've seen this fight before. Marco doesn't see it going a different way. He sees it going down as and of course, this is five rounds in Bellator because this is for the world title.
Chingazo.
Marco likes to say. Chingazos will be thrown. That's actually Proteus saying that. But Marco likes to say that, you know, these are usually three-round fights. But this one, Pammy, being a five-round fight for the championship, do you see it going differently than the last time, Pammy? Or do you agree with Marco that Rory McDonald is going to, you know, focus on that wrestling game and get it done against Douglas Lima?
You know what? Nobody loves Rory more than I do. Although I don't love him as much as I love Nate, but I love Rory, man. I've been such a Rory fan since forever. But I think with his conversion to, you know, whatever his religious preference is, I think he's not as focused as he used to be. And his whole, you know, I don't want to hurt people anymore. I want to help people, blah, 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 blah. You know, that's not the kind of soldier of God that we want to see in the ring here. I think Douglas Lima right now, he's on fire. He's hungry. He is going to learn from his mistakes that he did last time. People underestimate Rory McDonald has a great wrestling game, and people forget about that. But Douglas Lima with his Muay Thai and his black belt in jiu-jitsu, I'm leaning towards Lima on this one. I'm picking him by decision.
Okay. Lima by five-round decision. Got it for Pammy. Jiu-Jitsu. All right, so,
Jiu-Jitsu.
DJ Tony, you have heard Marco and Pam and their thoughts. Do you disagree in any way?
Yeah, totally. And Marco's right. I mean, listen, I think I will never bag on religion because I believe in God, right? So I can't go there, but I do know that it does change your attitude quite a bit in various ways, right? It does soften you up because that anger is no longer there. Plus he's a father. Plus look at his wife. Good Lord. I just think, guys, that Horry isn't Horry any longer.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's hard to take. And I think Douglas Lima, believe it or not, is getting better. And unfortunately, when you're heavy on that front leg, I know I've espoused on this so many times, you guys, that I sound like a broken record. But when you're heavy on that front leg, I don't think that style works any longer. And Douglas Lima will chew you up. So unfortunately, I don't think this is going five. I like both of these guys. I'm a huge Horry fan. Unfortunately, I think it's going to go the other way around, guys. I'm picking Douglas Lima via some sort of stoppage due to the leg kicks, but I do think he's going to finish Horry. So I'm picking Douglas Lima, third round, TKO.
All right.
Cool.
Third round TKO for Tony. I'm not even going to waste time on this one. I think that Douglas Lima is going to be able to get this one done. He was almost able to get it done in the last fight until Rory McDonald, with I don't even know if he had one good leg, decided to take the fight to the ground. I don't believe that's going to happen this time. I think that, as you said, DJ Tony, Douglas Lima has learned from what he the first fight, and he again, they got back to this point because they had to work their way through a tournament. They both won their fights relatively impressively. I think Douglas Lima, as you mentioned, Marco, kind of getting the leg up on the impressiveness of especially his last win.
Roddy draw a fight. He draw against John Finch. So that's technically not a win.
It's not a win, no. But
he gets the belt.
But we could. But yeah, that was at the beginning, and yeah, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Yeah, that was definitely when Rory definitely didn't want to, show us any kind of striking skill. He wanted to show. Again, he did what he needed to do against John Fitch, and it was a back and forth fight. Which way did you have that one going, Marco? Did you have John Fitch winning, or did you have? I can't remember what we said at the time. What did you have there? Did you have John Fitch winning?
I saw that Roddy edging it out because when it came to damage, he did do the more damage, but John Fitch, that's what John Fitch do. He got to John Fitch. So,
yeah. And listen, I know if, like you said, Marco, if Rory McDonald is able to get to this fight to the ground, if he's able to get this fight to the ground early, we're going to see Douglas Lima really not having a good time in this fight. He's going to be trying to get to his feet and not having much success, I would imagine. But somehow I have to agree with what we saw in the last fight. Yes, both guys can learn from it, but we have, as DJ Tony said, we have been seeing this low calf kick really coming into prevalence in MMA, and I think that Douglas Lima would be very, very smart to use that low calf kick again, as well as the other leg kicks that he used in the first fight. I'm going to take Douglas Lima. I think I'm going to take him pretty early, guys, by second round TKO.
Cool.
Yeah, I think you know, we need to see a third. I think I would like to see a third fight between these two guys, especially if the second fight between these two guys is going to be a slobber knocker like I expect it to be. I could be wrong, guys. It could go all five, and we need to see it again. That could be right. All right, guys, we don't have time to do any. Sorry?
Real quick, I think if Rory McDonald loses in devastating fashion, I don't think you ever see him fight him again.
Yeah, probably not. He was the one who set that seed in motion when he mentioned that, you know, he found God and he didn't want to fight anymore. So, yeah, I think you're right, Marco. If he loses in devastating fashion, he rides off into the wind. And I think I'm okay with that because Rory McDonald has been in this game for a long period of time. And, you know, guys, I'm a big
20?
No, he was 16, I think, when he went pro. So he's been in this game for a long period of time. And that will take it. Yeah, that'll take its toll, especially when you go toe-to-toe with Robbie Lawler and get your nose all kinds of fucked up. So let's go ahead and move on, guys, because we are out of time. I don't have any time to go into the rewind. What I can say, though, is Marco is the big wiener for this week. Marco, you had the best success. Unfortunately, the main event didn't go your way, but the rest of your picks were quite solid. So congratulations to you. Congratulations to you. You had it. Tony, give me a break, man. I got to log into my phone. Stop sending me messages. Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Okay, so look, let me say here, you did not pick the main event correctly, but you had Rodriguez 100% correct. I gave you full points for that one, and I also gave you full points for your decision against your spotlight fight, which was McCann.
Nick Volmoli.
So congratulations to you. Marco, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Pammy, do you have a Twitter follow of the week, or do you have a guilty pleasure that you want to throw out here? I mean, do you want to mention the wine that you're drinking so everyone else can go ahead and get on board on this one? What do you got?
My wine that I'm drinking, it actually comes from Trader Joe's. It's their Bluefin Moscato. I love it. And
I love a good Moscato.
Right, because I like sweets. I'm ghetto. I like a sweet wine. I don't like that other vinegar stuff.
That's
so
all right.
I got to have my sweet wine. But
different strokes
you know
for
what?
Different
right? My guilty pleasure is still that Ratchet 90 Day Fiancé. Oh, my gosh.
You are stuck on that one. Have you seen the 90 Day Fiancé in reverse? Have you seen that one?
Yes. The other way, yes. We watched one on Sunday and
Did
one
I
on
ask
Monday.
You about this last week?
Yeah, both equally as trashy.
Yeah. I feel bad for that Mormon guy who gave up all his money to go and live with that pig farmer
South
America.
Is she not the biggest scumbag ever? She's like the
town
bicycle, man.
I've never watched it,
man.
But I'm hearing it third person. But, yeah, I agree with you 100%. All right, DJ Tony, do you got a Twitter follow? Look, we've been trading back and forth pictures this week, so I don't even know where your Twitter follow is going to go this week, or do you have a guilty pleasure? I mean, what do you got?
Proteus, we're going to – obviously, we can't do every single fight, but there is a hottie-on-hottie crime – at Bellator 231. So we're going with Beck Rollins fighting, of course, Yada Joanne. Good Lord, look at her. We're going to go with our buddy, Beck Rollins. Why not, right? Welcome back to MMA, Beck Rollins.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, she was in the bare knuckle fighting, and thankfully she's back working for Bellator.
She's not doing that
good
anymore?
Good to see Beck. Well, I'm sure she's going to go back and forth, Pam, because, you know, sometimes Scotty Cokes likes to give out them, light contracts where you can work anywhere you want. And maybe she's going to go back to the bare knuckle fighting. I don't know. But good to see her back in Bellator. Thank you very much, DJ Tony. I do not have a Twitter follow or a guilty pleasure this week. I do have a Proteus a shower pick. My Proteus a shower pick is going to be Nova Cub. And the song is called Strike. Of course, Nova Cub has come out with their EP quite recently, and I've been listening to it. And Strike is kind of one of those songs that gets stuck in my head. Also, check out the video. Just look out for the red bikini is all I have to say on that one. That's Strike by Nova Cub. And check out the EP. It's actually quite great. Marco, get us the fuck out of here for this week. And I know that you got your eye on what's happening next week, so why don't you go ahead and drop that too?
Okay, so my guilty pleasure this week, you know, my kids were in California for great-grandma's funeral. So they went to Disneyland on Wednesday, and the haunted house is now a Nightmare Before Christmas theme.
That's
so
right.
True to form, the most favorite movie on the spirit of Halloween for my baby girl that is going to be 4 next month, it's the Boogie Boogie as an Oasis Nightmare Before Christmas. I have watched the Nightmare Before Christmas 7 times since she came back because she cannot stop watching the stupid movie. So I watched the Nightmare Before Christmas. It's a lovely movie on Disney, you know, to celebrate Halloween and getting ready for Christmas again. Follow Tori at DJ Tony. Follow Produce at Produce. Follow Para Pandora Box. Follow me at Maldo Marco. Follow the show at another MMA cast. Read and review us. We are on iTunes, Black Talk Radio, Spotify, Google Play, you name it. We are there. Rate and review us. We got fight this weekend in Singapore, fights in Bellator Friday and Saturday, and then the granddaddy of them all next week. I'm not going to talk about the BMF title right now because we're going to talk about it next week.
Yeah.
For the show.
BMF title, though.
But I need you guys to catch you guys next week. Enjoy the fights.
And just like that, Pammy.
Bueno, we are out of here.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.